This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Star Trek has one of the most passionate fan bases of any entertainment franchise in American history. And among our ranks is no less than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who actually had a lasting influence on the show. Nichelle Nichols, an African-American woman, played communications officer Lieutenant Nyota Uhura on the original TV series in the 1960s. Her role had immense cultural significance because, in an era that severely lacked Black representation and opportunity, it showed a Black woman working as an integral member of the crew of the Starship Enterprise. She was the first African-American in a lead role in a TV series. The name Uhura was based on a Swahili word for freedom, Uhuru. Show creator Gene Roddenberry was determined to create a multiracial cast, something rare at that time in American television. However, Nichols' portrayal of the lieutenant was almost short-lived. Her background was in theater. After the first season of Star Trek, she was approached with the opportunity to return to the stage and decided to take it. But fate had other plans. Roddenberry was upset to see her go and asked her to take the weekend to mull over her decision. During that time, she went to an NAACP fundraiser in Beverly Hills, where she was approached by a perhaps surprising fan. Here's how she recalled the meeting in 2011 to NPR. "And I turn, and before I could get up, I looked across the way, and there was the face of Dr. Martin Luther King smiling at me and walking toward me, and he started laughing. By the time he reached me, he said, 'Yes, Ms. Nichols, I am your greatest fan. I am that Trekkie.'" King informed her that Star Trek was the only show he allowed his kids to stay up and watch, and that not only was he a fan, he was deeply moved by what Nichols represented. With the civil rights movement in full swing, King found it to be of utmost importance that Nichols continue to set a positive example of an African-American woman in a position of leadership on TV. Nichols detailed her feelings after the conversation for a Reddit AMA in 2015. She said, Dr. Martin Luther King said something along the lines of, if you leave, they can replace you with a blonde-haired white girl, and it will be like you were never there. What you've accomplished for all of us will only be real if you stay. That got me thinking about how it would look for fans of color around the country if they saw me leave. I saw that this was bigger than just me. Nichols' continued presence on the show cemented Lieutenant Uhura as a cultural icon in science fiction and American pop culture. If not for King's insistence and Nichols changing her mind, we may never have gotten one of the most important scenes in TV history. In the show's third and final season, NBC aired the episode Plato's Stepchildren on November 22nd of 1968, 7 months after King was assassinated. The episode was groundbreaking as it featured the first interracial kiss between William Shatner's Captain Kirk and Nichols' Lieutenant Uhura, seen on mainstream U.S. television. The very first had occurred in 1962 in a televised version of the play You and Your Small Corner, but it was not widely aired. Keep in mind that this kiss on Star Trek was only 17 months after the Supreme Court struck down laws that banned interracial marriage in their decision in the case of Loving versus Virginia. This television moment might seem small now, but it was a continuation of what Dr. King hoped for Nichols and her character. He knew back in the show's first season that Nichols had the ability to continue to break barriers and redefine beliefs about race in America. Today's episode was written by David Dennis and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.